Okay, so you're just explaining OMAC. You said it's like a giant colossus.
A giant colossus, if Colossus and Hulk had a baby.
Right, and...
And then you said, well, who would win in a fight between Hulk and Colossus? And
no, I didn't say that.
I thought you did, and I said, Colossus would lose because Hulk is stronger than the Colossus.
Hulk's way stronger. That's not even a question.
And it reminded me, I saw the preview of Super Bowl for the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have an entire army. He's like, well, I got a Hulk.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
You know, speaking of the Avengers really quick, I've been hearing all kinds of stuff about how Skrulls are probably in the Avengers movie. And then I read this statement by one of the head producer and the Avengers, and he's like, there are no Skrulls in this movie. There is not a Skrull. And so I'm like, okay, it's said and done. But then I'm like looking at the toys that they just put out, and they have Skrulls. Like, it's not even a question that they have Skrulls. And like, and it's after the movie, dude. Like, it's totally, it's not like they're just like Avengers stuff in general. Like, it's freaking Skrulls, and it's clearly marketed towards the Avengers movie. And then in the commercial, I saw a Skrull. Now, this is the thing.
I saw a Skrull.
Why doesn't he be honest about it? Because us nerds, we're going to find out anyway.
But
let me ask you a question. Do you know what a Skrull is?
I don't.
See, and that's my point, dude. And you're more nerdy with comic books than the average person. So if you, a person who's buying comics now, doesn't know who a Skrull is, why be so hesitant to be like, there's no Skrulls in the movie? I have a theory.
Okay. Well, I have a theory.
Let me
too.
Tell you what a Skrull is, first off. Skrull is basically a species of alien in the Marvel Comics universe. And they can imitate anybody. Like, they bring them in and they look like everybody else. And they basically fuck shit up because of that. And their ultimate goal is to take over Earth, right? Okay, so my theory is that maybe one of the Ultimates or some key player in the movie is a Skrull, and you're not supposed to know. And so he's saying that because he doesn't want to ruin the plot point. But once you release things with Skrulls, the plot point is done. You got to handle your merchandise.
Do you think that they would put an Ultimate in the movie?
Did I say the Ultimates? I meant the Avengers.
Yeah, but
I mean, the Ultimates is just the Ultimate Universe
right,
version
but
of the Avengers.
They do have, like, you know, Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate X-Men, but they do have Ultimate characters who are only in the Ultimate.
No,
there's that one dude. I always call him Mr. Ultimate. I can see the cover of the.
The thing with the Ultimate characters is they're all the main ones. They're all characters in Marvel Universe. They just re-spin them. They redo
this
their look.
This guy seemed like he was.
This
guy seemed like he was the Marvel Superman.
Was he like wearing a British flag on?
And he was flying.
Yeah, that's Captain Britain. He actually is from the Marvel Universe, but it was not a super popular comic.
But now he is because they made him an Ultimate.
No, he doesn't have a. It's a storyline in the Ultimates. Essentially, what it is so the Ultimates. Now, it's complicated because the Avengers is a different thing in the Ultimate Universe, but the Ultimates is essentially what the Avengers was in the 316 universe, the normal Marvel Universe. Boy, your daughter is just like, you nerds, man. Nerds! Your daughter is looking like Ogre right now. But so basically, in the Ultimates, the government puts together a superhero team. And so, like, Thor is like this kind of hippie guy who might be crazy, might be a god, you don't really know. But he has tremendous power anyway. They get him in, Iron Man finds out he's got like a brain tumor, and so he decides he's gonna like build the Iron Man suit and fight crime. So they bring him in, they thaw out Captain America, they bring him in. You know, they bring in, like, all these Avenger people, Hawkeye and all those guys, but in a different way, they twist their story. So, eventually, within that storyline, you find out that America's out. Like, America's using them as their hammer. Like, they have a problem in a hot spot in a country. They throw the Avengers in to take, or the Ultimates in to take care of it. Well, at some point, Great Britain basically makes their version of superheroes. And so Captain Britain, they kind of blew the dust off of that character, and they made him like the front of the okay. British Ultimate. So well, he does not have his own title that I know of, but
they do have just the Ultimates is a title.
Yeah, and that's okay. basically that's the Ultimate Universe version of the Avengers.
That's where I saw he's on the cover of that, and he was flying around. The way he was flying looked very much the same way Superman flies.
He is.
Flies.
He's a total Superman ripoff, but he's British.
And he has all the same powers as Superman.
I don't remember. I didn't. I never. I bought like a graphic novel of like a bunch of. It was supposed to be like the best of Captain Britain's like issues from the 80s. When he had like a good run, it was mostly in Great Britain, I guess, that it sold. And it's terrible, dude. I could not get through them. They're terrible. So I couldn't even tell you his powers for sure. But he seemed like a ripoff of Superman, yeah. just in a British form. And Marvel kind of did that back in the day a lot. DC's doing that a lot now. So, I mean, both companies, like, crib off each other a lot.
He kind of
Iron Man is kind of, as much as I love Iron Man, he's a bit of a ripoff of, like, Bruce Wayne, like, the rich guy who decides that he's going to fight crime.
Yeah.
When you get down to the details, they're pretty different. But, I mean, you know, they obviously were inspired by that character. You can't get with Batman, though. Jarvis, the butler for Iron Man in the comics, not the computer in the movies.
Yeah.
But, like, it's clearly, like, an Alfred ripoff. I think we were talking about that with the Hastings guy as well.
You can't get with Batman, though.
What's that?
You can't get with Batman. I mean, you could try to do something comparable to Batman, but Batman's going to win every time.
Well, Batman's badass.
Yeah. Did you see the last Justice League?
Cartoon?
No, the comic.
Oh, no, dude, I have not been keeping up with the issues. I'm a terrible person for it, other than Ultimate Spider-Man. I'm not buying single issues, I'm buying trades. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
comic. So should I wait to tell you about what happens, or?
Yeah, you could. Do you want to throw up a spoiler? I don't care.
It's a spoiler alert. It's not really a spoiler alert.
I can get things spoiled and still enjoy them.
If you're getting the trades, then it's only the middle of the story for you.
Yeah.
It's not like the end of the issue or anything like that.
What issue is it?
Is it six?
It might be the end of an issue, dude. They're typically 6 to 8 issues for a trade.
Maybe it's 5.
You're like, I'm going to tell you anyway.
It was just one of these things where they're being attacked, and Batman basically tells Green Lantern to... buck up and stop trying to be a badass. We're a team here. You need to all...
Wait, who says that?
Batman does.
To Green Lantern? Yeah. Dude, that's...
Well, and then cause Green Lantern's like, I can get this. I can do this. I can do this. And he's doing all this stuff, but he seems to be making it worse.
Uh-huh.
And these creatures came and picked up Superman and flew off with him. And so Batman's like, I'm going to go get him. And he's like, what are you going to do? You hide behind a mask and all this kind of stuff. And... you're just a man, you know, you don't even have any powers or anything like that. And he's like, you're absolutely right. He takes off his mask and his cape. He takes off like his utility belt and walks into these flames to go get Superman. That was it. I was like, I was reading that, I'm like, you motherfucker, you are a bad man. I love the guy, man.
Yeah, I do too. But I gotta say, that was maybe some bad writing if Batman's telling him you gotta be part of the team. Because Batman's the one who, like, inherently is always working against the team.
He went in by himself.
Yeah.
He kicked him out so he can go do it by himself.
Right. Okay. But when he took his
uniform off and everything, or his outfit off, and went in, he took the bat off of his chest.
Yeah.
And threw it down. It reminded me of Pale Rider at the end. Have you ever seen Pale Rider?
No.
It reminded me at the end of Pale Rider, just before the big gunfight, when the preacher, Clint Eastwood's the preacher, he goes to the bank and gets his safety deposit box out, opens it up, and his six shooters are sitting in there. And all you see is his white collar fall into the box, and he grabs his guns.
Which reminds me of probably where they ripped it off from, which Machete. when Cheech Marin goes to get his guns.
No, that's probably, but they probably ripped it off.
No, that's what I said. Yeah. Have you seen Machete?
No.
Why not, dude? It's so much fun.
I'm still behind. I got Netflix, so I gotta give me some time to see some stuff.
It's so funny, dude.
Because I wanna watch that other movie too, the Devil's Rejects. You kept telling me to watch.
Oh, yeah, I can throw you the DVD of that if you want.
Well, no, because it'll just sit here until I get a chance to watch it.
I don't care. Dude, let me put it this way. No. My wife will never watch that movie, like, after seeing it one time.
What?
And it's going to be awkward if I ever try to watch it. I told you all this before. It's pretty rape. Like, it's kind of rapey. A little bit rapey. There's not actual raping, but you get the impression that there might be a raping at any point. It's a lot of suspense. And, like, the really negative kind. It's a great movie,
yeah,
though.
See, hella negative suspense, great, I can't really handle that well.
What's that?
A lot of negative, long-lasting suspense.
That's the entire movie.
Oh,
dude.
See, then I probably shouldn't watch it.
Probably not, though.
Oh, no, I
can't. I don't like to advise to somebody to not watch
it.
I've
friended Rob Zombie on Facebook. Or, you know, I just liked his page. So they send you things on your page. And a lot of the things are his fans, you know, show me your Rob Zombie t-shirt. There's a lot of girls with big boobs wearing the t-shirt and stuff like that. And there's one of fans doing their art. So they'll pick people who draw pictures of the movie's characters and stuff. And people who dress up like the characters. And I'm watching these characters. I'm like, okay, maybe I will watch this. It's kind of like a murder thing and a horror thing. But it's kind of campy at the same time.
Yeah, it's like it's a grindhouse sort of revenge film. It really is, dude. It's really gritty, and it's really uncomfortable, and it's awesome, dude. It's the best movie. It's the best movie he's ever done. I suspect it might be the best movie he ever does. It's a great movie, dude. I love it, but it's not one that my wife will ever watch again. And when I was watching, I was like, oh, should not have watched this with the wife. Like, it just occurred to me halfway.
I probably won't.
I'm an idiot with that, dude. I don't even think of it. I show my wife these movies that I really love, and she's looking at me like, you're fucked up. Like, American Psycho. I love American Psycho,
dude. What's his face? With Batman?
Christopher Nolan. Yeah. my name's Bill Gates. What is it? No, Patrick Bates. I'm going to get a table at the fanciest restaurant in town. You want to join me? Yeah.
He pulled up in a black Corvette.
<Ba-na-na-na-na>. It's throwing out a little Danny Elfman sting. I don't think that's anywhere in Batman movies.
a visit from The Simpsons there.
By the way, not many people notice when you hear Simpsons music, you're not hearing the theme, it's not Danny Elfman. I'm sorry to disappoint all you guys, but Alf Clausen needs his fame. Because the dude is incredible at, like, invoking emotion with his music.
However, when you're listening to Oingo Boingo, you are listening to Danny
Elfman. That's true. And when you listen to The Simpsons, like, the opening theme, that's Danny Elfman. But, like, all the rest of the music is Alf Clausen. He's the one episode after episode banging it out. Danny Elfman just wrote one song and collected the check for 25 years or whatever the fuck it's been.
A long time.
Yeah. Ripping on Danny Elfman. I'm just letting people know Alf Clausen's the man.
It's the longest running TV show in history.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It beat The Simpsons. It beat The Flintstones. It beat The Honeymooners.
It's the longest running sitcom of all time.
TV show.
No. Yes. You're wrong. Meet the Press.
No,
Meet the Press has been on since TVs were around, dude. Like, Meet the Press is one of the first TV shows NBC ever had and has never stopped.
But that's a news. That's like NBC Nightly News.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you're telling me it's the longest running TV show, you're wrong.
Sitcom.
If you're telling me it's the longest running sitcom, like I said, you're right, because it passed MASH a few years ago.
Well, then MASH Meet the Press is not even the longest running one. NBC Nightly News is.
No, Meet the Press, dude.
No, Nightly News came on before Meet the Press.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
The news happened way before they had the idea of, let's do a political show. They had the news. The news anchor is the guy they got from Meet the Press.
I think you're wrong on this. I'm pretty sure Meet the Press is the longest running show.
NBC Nightly News.
But I'll look at it.
NBC Nightly
News. I'll look at it. We'll put this on hold.
Okay.
We'll decide this later, next week.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Was it? I was wrong about.
It was. You were wrong.
No, what were we talking about? Danny Elfman, Patrick Bates, Christopher Nolan. Where the fuck did we go?
What was the actor's name?
Christopher Nolan.
No, he's the director.
Oh, you're right. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Yeah, and I keep waiting for. I think I want to see the new Batman, but I'm kind of thinking it's gonna be kind of dumb.
Is this the one where he finally joins the David Justice League? Hammering this shit to death, dude.
No, you're not. You're hammering
just
it
like
home.
David Justice hammers
Hank
a home run
on the Atlanta Braves.
It's right.
Along with the David Justice League.
By the way, we decided probably the name of our band when we put out this album will be the David Justice League.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, I hope we don't get sued.
That or Nth Metal?
Nth Metal, I don't like that.
Oh, okay. That's like a key. Like, I don't know what it is. I've noticed that the comics that I really like, that I'm into, that I really, really like to read, they all are, they all revolve around Batman. Batman's in Resurrection Man. Deathstroke's gonna be in a Batman episode.
Well, you're a DC guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that, like, if you read Marvel comics, dude, they're gonna find a way to have Spider-Man hump your character at some point. Hump your book.
But that means I'm gonna see Deathstroke in Batman sometime. Hawkman is moving to Metropolis from Portland.
He's in Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, that's where he's from. So he's going to Metropolis because of something. He needed to go help do something in Metropolis.
Some epic thing.
And
I'm sure
they all involve Batman. And if they don't involve Batman, they all involve the Nth Metal. So Hawkman is made of the Nth Metal, right?
Uh huh.
Deathstroke's outfit is made out of the Nth Metal. Deathstroke is in Resurrection Man, and Batman is now in Resurrection Man.
I wonder what came first, Nth Metal or
Adamantium.
Thank you.
It'd be easy to find out.
Because I guarantee, how
long has Hawkman been around?
A long time, but Hawkman hasn't had this Nth Metal thing forever.
That's what his deal's made out of.
Yeah, but it wasn't always, dude. Like, before it was just like he prayed to an altar or something and like became Hawkman. Like, there wasn't anything sprouting out of him or anything. Like, that's a newer thing with Hawkman.
Like,
Hawkman was around from the 30s, and they didn't think about that kind of stuff in the 30s.
That's true. I wonder, because, well, how long has X-Men been out? I mean,
earliest. Oh, 60s.
Well, they didn't have adamantium. They didn't think about that back then, did they?
Yeah.
Wolverine's been
at
around.
Least since Wolverine, probably before that. It's a made-up metal that Marvel always uses. It's not real. That's the funniest thing, is so many people think it's a real metal. Yeah. It's like, dude, you're a moron.
Tell us a nerd, dude. Hey, you're getting married.
Time you bang the metal, it goes snicked.
Do what I do, man. I got my wedding ring out of adamantium, man.
Yeah. It's my adamantium wedding ring for nerds only.
It's not magnetic. It won't bend or misshapen.
Now, I thought adamantium was magnetic, because didn't Magneto, like, twist around Wolverine and have his way with him in the first X-Men movie? Or is that not in continuity with the
Marvel?
That's
only something a true nerd would bring up.
I know. Well, I'm a true nerd, dude.
Touché.
Tried and true. We've had that talk.
Well done, sir.
Yes.
But I think it's all mixing together now, and I'm wondering if Batman doesn't have something to do with Nth Metal. Like, he makes his next suit out of Nth Metal and becomes like an extra Batman.
If it suits him, he will suit up.
If it suits him. Metal.
Yeah. It's an accidental pun.
You want a cookie?
What the hell? Sorry, no sports. Won't talk about sports.
I will say this one thing about sports. Super Bowl, was it 43?
I think it was 46.
46? Most watched TV program in history.
That's not impressive.
I thought it was impressive.
Let me put it this way. The Super Bowl is the most watched program every year. And maybe this is just me being, like, crotchety or whatever, but I expect every year Super Bowl to get more viewers than the previous, just because there's more people on the earth every year.
But most watched by babies.
But I mean, like, okay, so, like, every year there's a kid getting to the age of watching something more.
This is not sports. This is more the media.
I love that we have to, like, justify everything. We're not talking about sports.
I watched the. I was proud because I watched the first three quarters on the computer.
Uh huh.
But when I had wireless Verizon still, so I was getting a lot of
junky things
and a lot of pixels going across. I messed up. I couldn't see the ball all the time, and then I had to go pick up my daughter. And I was at first I was like, well, I'm gonna miss it. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not really gonna miss much, because So I'm really not saying much. So I listened
to... Is that what made you break down and get...
I listened to the last quarter on the radio. And then it was funny because I sat out in front of my dad's house in the car with the engine running with the heat on. So I could listen to the last like 3 minutes of the game. I wish I would have seen that pass. I seen it in replay, but it would have been better to see it.
Well, what's really great is the Brady-ing thing that's going around, which... Brandon sent me a
sitting
picture
down like
it.
This.
Yeah, just looking all defeated.
Brady.
What I love about this, like, it was hard for me because I'm not a Giants fan, but what I love about it is that Brady, like, has somehow, everybody has tarnished his legacy for him. Three Super Bowls, and they're just like, eh, he's not that good. He just lost two of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, this was a big one. This would have put him up there with Bradshaw and with Montana. Having four.
You can't put Bradshaw in that conversation. Now we are in sports, dude. We should stop this. But I will say this, and I'm sure you'll agree with me. You can't really put Bradshaw up with Montana.
You want
I know
to,
he won four. Why, though? He's a terrible quarterback.
But he's a great dude. He's a great dude.
He is funny. I'll give him that. But, all right, enough about the sports. Which will probably make it worse, because every time I say enough about sports, we want to talk about it more.
Talk about music.
No, we already talked about music. I want to go back to comic book and go off on a rant really quick.
Rant away.
And I might have gone off on this before, but I'm not sure. So I'm just going to say, like, all right, comic book industry, you're kind of dying. Even with the bumps you're getting, you're kind of dying. How about fucking saving it, just putting out everything as a trade and do away with the monthly issues, dude? Because people aren't buying the monthly issues for the most part. And then the people who do, like, they feel like a sucker when the trade comes out sometimes.
Suck.
No, I got nothing wrong with the monthly issue people, but it sucks that, like, it's in a system where, like, you could easily just stagger your trades. I mean, you got, like, how many Batman titles coming out every month?
There's another one starting up.
You can do a Batman book every month easy. You know, if you wanted to. That's the thing is, like, they should just be releasing graphic novels at this point. Because people buy graphic novels. Most people don't buy the monthlies. And quite frankly, your graphic novels don't get screwed up really easy. They have a beginning and a middle and an end, which is nice. Like, you should just be putting it out as graphic novels. I realize it's a change, and change is scary. But you know what? If you want your industry to survive and not just be movies and merch, you gotta adapt a little bit and change. And I know you think the iPad's gonna save comic books, but it's not, dude, because the iPad's sort of a fad, too. I mean, like, things are gonna come and go with that, but...
iPad.
You can't... Like, even if you buy an iPad... The thing that comes out in like 10 years will probably look nothing like an iPad. And then you just paid for a digital download you can't even frickin' use because you got your Oh, it just makes me mad even thinking about it. Dude, just please start transitioning to some trades.
Here's a transitional rant. The right. iPad. Is that not the stupidest thing you've ever seen in your life?
It's actually kind of cool.
It's like having your laptop open up the entire time.
Do you realize that people might be listening to the show on an iPad right now?
Oh, I don't care. You're like, hey, you can't get any of your essential oils that you build up naturally on the thing or it'll burn up. Or, hey, you can't do anything with it without actually scarring the face of the thing you're trying to look at and keep your precious... Your vision, your optics looking so beautiful.
Did you break an iPad?
No.
Where's the
I have a hard time keeping a laptop clean and not oily and greasy with fingerprints. And you can close that when you're done.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I wouldn't buy one because of that. It's too fragile looking.
There are things I like about the iPad that I've seen. But, yeah. I mean,
dude,
it's too expensive for me to afford.
This is what I hate about it. Have you been to Verizon lately?
No, dude. I paid a bill.
They meet you at the door.
Yeah, they have...
The guy's got one glued to his hand.
Yeah, they have a kiosk at the door when you walk in, and they try and assault you. Like, what can I help you with? I'm like, paying a bill.
But it's an iPad that has a wristband on in the back of it, and he slides it on. He looks like he's Van Gogh. With the little palette of paint, it drives me nuts. And the Verizon, they really are grinding my gears, man.
Yeah, they always piss me off. Dude, I had this guy the first time I went into there. And like, I just wanted a cheap phone. I was piss poor broke, dude. I was so broke, and all I had was like $100. And the dude's like trying to sell me for more expensive phones. And I don't know how many times I've told him, dude, I don't have the money. I just want this phone. And then he was like, kept trying to upsell me, and I wasn't going for it. They must make commission, dude.
Oh, they absolutely, they make commission.
And then so finally he realizes he's not going to sell me on another phone. So then he starts on the car charger, and I'm like, no, I got a wall charger, that's fine. And then he I just had my last straw, and he's like, yeah, but you know, like, we just had a person in here not too long ago whose life was saved because they got in a car wreck, and the only thing that saved him was he was able to keep the GPS going because he put the car charger into the thing. And I just lost it, dude. I'm like, look, I don't have the money for this. I know you think I'm playing with you, but I don't. I have exactly $100 in my bank account. This phone is $89. That car charger is $20. It's not happening, dude. If you're going to like hard sell me on something, think of something for $11. And he just like, shut up. And it was one of those uncomfortable moments because I lost it. Dude, you got to keep in mind, I wanted to get this transaction just done with, right? But I was in there for an hour and a half. He was hard selling me for like 45 minutes because we had to sign up for everything. And there's like people all over the store, dude. And it was uncomfortable because I just lost it. And I looked, and it was like daddy hit mommy in that moment, dude. There's just like people staring at me like, I can't believe he went off on them. But you know what? Fuck those people, dude. Because you know that they eventually wanted to do the same thing.
I hate it there. You know what sucks is that it is potentially like Toys R Us for adults.
It has if that, you're into that, well, which I'm mean, not.
I know, but like it could be if you want.
It is for women, for sure, dude. Women always have to have the nicest new phone.
The way that
phone.
They do business ruins it, and it will never be that. For like, I do. When I have to go to Verizon, I'm like, oh yeah, I have to go to Verizon. Well, hey, I'll look at some of their new stuff and see what they got going on, and maybe I'll see if they have whatever, what kind of phones they have, and how much are they? This, that, and the other. And then I get there and I get greeted by some guy with a piece of plastic glued to his wrist telling me that I have to sit down and wait for 15 minutes to return something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I sat there for 15 minutes. I didn't even want to buy anything. I was returning. It's like, where's the customer service desk? Let me just go to there. It's way quicker at Target than it is here. Yeah. You guys could learn how to do this.
It's the worst, dude.
But when I went back to the counter, the girl there was real nice.
This is the thing. We might have said this on a previous podcast, but Verizon pretty much has a monopoly on everything in Montana. Like, I think AT&T is starting to come out with the cells now, but Verizon, I heard, just shut off the use of their towers. So, I mean, Verizon just controls everything around here, and it's obnoxious, dude. No company should ever control all the business.
She, what was it? This is what got me. Is that she goes now? She's like, are you sure you want to do this? Because when the 4G gets to town, this is really going to be the fastest way to do it. And I was like, when it gets to town, my modem says 4G right on it. She's like, oh, well, they all say that. We don't have it.
Right.
Well, when are we getting it? We're hoping by the end of the year. So for a year, you want me to sit here and suffer?
And pay money,
and then probably have to pay more money in the year end when they bring the 4G in. I was like, no. This, I mean, and you can tell, like, she knew better than to take it that far.
Right.
She's like, okay, I understand.
Well, I've noticed in the last couple of years they've backed off the hard sell, and I think part of it is they have everybody in town, like, everybody in town is hooked on the same thing. You all have, like, pretty much have to go through the same business. And I think at some point they're just figuring out, like, we can't hard sell all these people all the time. They'll do the suggestive sale, but maybe they're not working on commission anymore. That's all I can figure.
Well, you know, my phone, I have a phone that's just like a regular phone. Yours looks a little fancier than mine.
Mine? But, oh, dude, I didn't even buy this phone. My phone broke. Which was much... Okay, you see this crappy one that I have right here? It's just my on-call phone.
Uh-huh.
I had the exact same phone. And then it finally broke. And so I got my dad's phone because he didn't like it. And this thing is a piece of shit.
I like that.
Yeah, it's not very nice. It's
you like, have big buttons, though. I like that.
It's annoying, you dude. Still it turns have the off ability. All the... Is it even on right now? Yeah, it turns off by itself all the time. It's obnoxious.
But you still have the ability to do all the same stuff. I like it how it flips like that. Mine does the whole slide, which takes up, it eats up a lot of your space. Look, your buttons are big.
It's not a terrible phone, but it's it's not. Like, you buy a phone 1 year later, that thing looks like a piece of shit.
The way this is when I feel old, is when I'm looking, I'm like, oh, look how big the buttons are. That's like something an old person says. No, look at the numbers. They're so big. I need something I can read.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of is something an old person
says. I know. It makes me feel bad.
You know, I was just watching, so we were talking about Moneyball last episode. I just finally got and saw Moneyball because it was in a red box. So I checked it out because I couldn't wait, dude. I've been wanting to see this movie since it came out.
I was waiting for it to be bad.
Not me, dude. I mean, by the time I watched, Jonah Hill is up for an Academy Award, which I couldn't believe, dude. And he was pretty good in it. I'm not gonna say Academy Award.
He
wasn't. Like,
he didn't have enough speaking parts in the movie. He spoke a lot.
Was up for supporting actor, so you don't need like a huge role, and it is a key role. So I'll say, like, that's not the question. I just don't think he had enough dramatic weight. He didn't have any dramatic weight in the movie. It's just the fact that he didn't seem like Jonah Hill, and I think people were amazed at that. Like, he wasn't all, like, drawing penises and being awkward all the time.
he was pretty awkward, though.
Uncomfortable. Not awkward is not the right word. Not being obnoxious, maybe. Yeah. Like, he's kind of the obnoxious fat dude. He's kind of funny, right? Cool. Now he's the obnoxious thin dude who's kind of funny. But it was a good movie. I forgot why I got into that point.
You saw it.
Because I'm old and I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Oh, the phones. So they were like texting back and forth in the movie, and I was like, so that movie was supposed to be in like, what, 2002? Is that right? Took place in 2002? Did anybody text in 2002? It wasn't in Korea?
No, I'm sure
that people
did. I
don't remember texting being around.
Rich people only did. Businesses did. You couldn't afford
I guess, yeah. Oh, well, that was the other thing, too. I forgot that I'd resolved it. Because I was like, nobody texted. But then I realized, like, it was a Motorola thing. It was a pager. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, and there was a name for that pager, too. What was the name of that pager?
I don't know, dude. I don't give a shit about
pagers. I knew the name of that thing. It was big. Is what it was. What that movie did for me was give me appreciation for what GMs actually do.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, I dug that movie a lot. And it was funny because I'm sitting there watching, and the whole time I'm thinking, like, so he's basically finding a way to reorganize, like, how baseball players, how they evaluate baseball players and like restructure the teams and stuff. And he's going away from scouting and into the advanced metrics, right? But I'm thinking, like, this is so that he can compete with the big ball clubs. But the irony here is that the big ball clubs wind up sucking it up. And then, you know, like, all of a sudden that's not an advantage for his ball club anymore. And that's exactly how it ended, because the Red Sox took it and then won a couple World Series. Mm-hmm. So I was glad that they were realistic about that, too. Like,
well, they're saying that's how everybody's doing it, basically.
So it is, man, to some degree.
But do you know what? That also, example, Jason Hayward on the Braves, two years ago, he was a rookie. And they got him in the draft.
I thought you were going to say David Justice League.
No. they got him in the draft. And it made, and I didn't know about this until then, but then when I watched the movie, I'm like, you know, that really makes players that get drafted, like, high up in the thing, it actually makes their feats even more spectacular when they're getting everybody else for statistical reasons, but not the ones you're thinking.
It's because he has, like, a log. And this is the thing, and I think this is why all you people who are still listening who hate sports can still listen. Is because it's a logarithm. It's fucking weird the way he figured it out.
Right.
I mean, it's a weird formula that he came up with that works.
Right, but when your team looks like analog zeros and ones,
that's binary code.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I don't want to say the word generic, but generic. If you know what I'm saying, You don't have anybody on your team that's spectacular. Everybody can just do their job and do it well, and it makes it for a winning team. But then you have someone like Jason Hayward, who's spectacular. It helps them to stand out even more. If you had this system of stocking your team in the 90s, when David Justice was on the Braves, David Justice would have looked even better.
Well, that's why he leads a team of heroes.
David Justice League.
David Justice League.
Oh, activate.
David Justice League. I love you. I'm never giving it up.
Do it again. David Justice League.
David Justice
League.
Woo! Who do you think would be on the David Justice League? So we're talking about like a mixture of like
Barry Bonds.
Let's expand this. Let's say like a mixture of sports heroes and comic book heroes.
It would be Barry Bonds would be the Hulk-ish type of person. That's a temper and all muscly.
Okay.
Because he's on steroids.
All right. So we're comparing this to the Justice League then? Or no, because the Hulk is the Marvel. Avengers.
Yeah, it could be any... It has to be athletes.
So we're doing
but
like...
But it has to be athletes that you can compare to a comic book character.
Okay. Well, is like Dwight Howard in it then? Because he's like, his nickname is Superman, right?
He could be, yeah. Oh, that's absolutely, huh?
Wasn't Scottie Pippen's nickname Batman for a while?
I don't think so.
But I read something.
Oh, because they could call Superman Jordan?
It was fucking stupid, dude. I remember this NBC, because I'm thinking about this directly. Like, this is NBC commercial, and they were like, Michael Jordan, they're like, starring Superman, they showed like Jordan, uh-huh. And they were like, Batman, and they showed Scottie Pippen, and they go, and Rodman, and I was like, somebody thought way too long about that, dude, and it doesn't work.
So, who we got? Dwight Howard and Barry Bonds.
I still think there should be, like, I don't think the David Justice League should be limited to athletes. I think it should be, like, anybody who does good in the world. So okay. Maybe, like,
I was going to say Randy Couture because they call him Captain America.
Yeah, let's just throw in some Expendables in there and Sylvester Stallone. He's more like the Hulk.
David Justice League.
He's more like the Hulk than Barry
Mark
Bonds
Zuckerberg.
Was. From Facebook. I just defriended you. I picture that's what he actually sounds like. I don't know.
I think he's more geeky.
I just defriended you. Is defriended a word?
I can see that coming from his mouth.
Yeah, just put some Nine Inch Nails behind in the background. It'll be eerie how much I hit that. Hit that shit good.
David Justice League. Barry Bonds would just be funny. It's like the strong, terrible temper dude.
Hey, let me ask you an honest question. Like when you walk by the comic book rack and you see Flash, do you ever like, does your mind ever wander and like think about titties for a second? And then you're like, oh, red guy running.
No.
Yeah, me neither. When you're ever walking by, like, Zatanna, you ever go, like, titties, huh?
Oh, that right one, there. Yeah. That one, I do. That one. I almost started buying those ones, but I was like, no, I can't justify that.
To my wife. Yeah, dude, I bought Catwoman thinking it was Batwoman. We talked about that before, but that was the other thing. I was like, oh, shit, my wife's going to see this.
Oh, that's why you were like,
dude.
Oh, it's really
basically
racy.
Like comic porn. It is, dude, and I didn't know. It's trying to get Batwoman.
No, there's one called Red Hood.
I don't
Hood.
Need, like, comic porn does nothing for me.
There's this one called Red Hood Heroes or Red Hood something or other. And it's real cool the way it's set up. Like, two of the characters are really cool. The third character, apparently her...
Mark Zuckerberg.
Her power...
Someday I will be in the David Justice League and you will all bow down to me.
Her power is just her plain hotness. Like, she's like Coco from Ice and Coco. You ever seen that show?
No.
Ice loves Coco.
No.
It's Ice-T.
I've seen Joni Loves Chachi.
It's his Ice-T and his wife. And they do a reality show.
Oh, well, that's why I do this.
And you're like, that's a real woman in shape like that? It's like she should be in a comic book.
Oh, speaking of reality TV. So a while ago I was on National Geographic, as we all talked about. I wasn't running through the bush or anything. Like, you know, I was in a diaper and fairy wings. Anyway, so that was during the Passion Plunge. They just had that this weekend, and I did not attend because I had to go into work, like, in the middle of the night and work for somebody. I was tired as hell. I have this burden of a phone that I have to answer all the time because I'm on call. That kept me up in the early morning, so I just could not make it. But apparently, and I saw some pictures of it, Gay Gary got in a giant bunny suit and leaped into the icy water. So I feel bad for him, dude, because, like, I was flipping through the newspaper the next day and saw the pictures. Gay Gary nowhere to be found, dude. It's really not fair. Like, out of the last 5 years, he did it 4 out of the last 5 years. And the 1 year he wasn't here to do it, like, it was National Geographic covering that shit. So I feel bad for him, dude. He kind of got shafted on that whole thing. So, yeah. Anyway.
At least it wasn't the Hulk behind him.
Because the difference is he would have been on the thing and it would have been funny. But, you know, there wouldn't have been all that back fat, and he probably would have loved that he was on his show.
They're never coming back here again.
Seriously, man, I could have made a Gay Gary out of all the back fat I had, dude.
He's more likely to get seen on that show at Jester's.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're rating it or something.
I haven't even seen Gay Gary in a dog's age. I don't think I've seen him since New Year's Eve. How's he doing?
He's doing good. He's a big dude now. He was always tall. He's a big dude.
He's bulking out.
Yeah.
He chases down people for a living and tackles them sometimes.
Sure, probably helps be a little bit bigger. He looks like his brother.
Yeah, his brother's a tall drink of water for sure.
He looks like his brother a lot.
Yeah. Are we running out of shit to say? Should we just, like, end this shit? Where are we at? 40 minutes? That's a respectable episode.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah, I think somehow we petered out early. Maybe
we'll talk about time for 20 minutes.
I like the Rhoda drums in it.
Part one? How long was part one?
Part one was like 50 minutes, I think, something like that. I sensed that we weren't going to do 2 hours.
That's good.
That's my superpower. Timing. Not quite good enough for the David Justice League. I also have the ability to make a room 1 degree hotter.
By stepping into it?
No, I can do it from outside of the room. Any room, I can make it 1 degree hotter. I already did it. I don't know if you noticed it.
Farting?
Yeah, you see me take off my jacket? No, it's not farting. It's just, that's my superpower, dude.
You've had your jacket off the whole time.
Since I walked in, that's right. 1 degree too hot. I can't turn it back, though. That's the unfortunate thing.
That's the bad part.
Once I make the room 1 degree hotter,
that's all it is.
Your bacon and your shit. All right. Well, we're gonna go. So I'm Biggs.
I'm Adrian.
Take it easy.
Later.
Take it easy.
Later.
Yeah. Later.
Sooner.
Sooner rather than later.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Bye.